Right now, restaurants can serve mixed drinks if they have the proper food and beverage certificate, and stores can only sell beer and wine. A proposition on the November 5th ballot could change that. The Texas Rangers backed the petition drive to put the referendum on the ballot because it would allow expanded wine sales at the stadium. But the proposition reaches beyond the ballpark. If passed, all of Arlington would become wet, allowing the sale of mixed beverages citywide and packaged liquor stores. Mayor Robert Kluck says it's economic development.
To me, this is about tax revenue. If people are going to drink, they're going to drink whether we're dry or wet. They'll go to Pantego or some other city, and they get the tax revenue. And if they're going to do that, let's bring that tax revenue to Arlington.
City Council Member Sherry Capehart says it's not about whether you want liquor stores in Arlington. She says they're already within the city. Pantego and Dal Worthington Gardens are cities within Arlington, and they have liquor stores, busy liquor stores. Capehart says she does not expect a flurry of package stores to spring up citywide if the proposition passes.
I think times have changed to the point that we're not as likely to have a lot of mom-and-pop kind of type package stores spring up, that really this is more about the larger package stores, which are more than just a package store. They're also like a wine and cheese and a kind of an upscale grocery store in conjunction with packaged alcohol.
Motorcycle riding minister Greg Key was quick to say he would be voting no as he arrived at the sub-courthouse on East Abram, an early voting location.
I'm not for it at all. I'm a minister, and I deal with the other side of the alcohol problem all the time. And I was not happy when they opened it up for beer and wine, much less this.
But organized opposition to the alcohol referendum has not surfaced. Another voter, LaVon Collins, voiced his support for the proposition as long as the city keeps liquor store locations in check.
As long as the zoning takes into account the placement of schools and churches and similar places, I'm okay with it, as long as it's done responsibly.
Councilmember Capehart says liquor stores would be restricted to retail and industrial zoned areas, and the city council has already started work on specific zoning regulations. She has a different concern about the referendum.
My biggest concern is people don't know it's on the ballot and that they need to get out there and vote and tell us what they want.
If voters pass the proposition, it would end Arlington's distinction of being the largest city in the U.S. that has no liquor stores within its city limits. BJ Austin, KERA News.